her banker landlord made paying easy.
I get direct deposit, they take it directly out.
But what happened?
Invasion of privacy. Yes, ma'am.
Went further than she thought.
Miss Elaine was monitoring my activity with my bank. She called me and told me that my car payment was due, so how was I going to pay my rent?
She should not have access to your account.
She told me, being that she was a vice president, she has access to everyone's account.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Betty Eileen Donovan is suing her former tenant, Dana Turner, for damages she caused to her rental property.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 276 on the calendar, the matter of Donovan versus Turner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Miss Donovan, Miss Turner was a tenant of yours.
That's correct.
And you claim that she left the premises at the end of her lease, and she left the property in a disastrous state. You want to be compensated to the tune of $5,000. Miss Turner says that there was nothing wrong with the property. She wants her security deposit back, her $750. And in addition, she wants compensation because she said that through your work in a credit union, you accessed her private bank account, and thereby you invaded her privacy, which if you did access her bank account, then you did invade her privacy. We understand that's what the case is about.
Yes.
Now, you have a copy of the lease?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to take a look at it. Okay, so let's start with the problem, which I believe is the nexus of the problem that exists with the damaged property. Your lease does not permit you to have dogs, and the plaintiff alleges that you had dogs on your property. How many dogs, listen to my question very carefully, how many dogs during the lease period did you have on your property?
I had three.
What kind of dogs?
One was a pit bull, one was a mutt, and the other one was a stray, and it was a mutt also.
Did you have all three of them on the premises at any time together?
Yes.
Why?
When I first moved in, I told Miss Eileen about the dog. She took a $100 deposit for the dogs, so I don't understand why there was an issue. I have paperwork showing that she did.
I'd like to see that. Which dog was that?
That was the 2-inch mutt. At the bottom on there, it says that she took a $100 deposit.
Just a second. That was for one dog.
Mm-hmm, and she knew about the other one.
Don't tell me what she knew.
Okay.
Because you can't tell me what she knows.
Okay.
Oh, this is when she told you to get out.
Yes.
Oh, well, what she says is here is that at the time you signed the lease, you had a verbal understanding that the tenant could keep their 2-pound handheld miniature dog that would not damage any woodwork. And you told her that you were, quote, she says, horrified of big dogs. Within 2 weeks,
that was
animal control was called. Tenants had tethered a pet bulldog with bad mange up in the backyard. Mm-hmm. Landlord was informed 3 times by Miss Turner that the dog would be removed by her son.
Mm-hmm.
To resolve, landlord agreed to take $100 non-refundable deposit.
Yes, ma'am.
That doesn't mean that she gave you permission to have the second dog.
I took it as that.
Well, you took it wrong. You told her that your son was going to take the dog. Isn't that what you told her?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. You have a copy of the police report?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I'd like to take a look at it.
And I also have a copy stating there were 9 dogs from animal control.
I'd like to see that, too. You have a copy of the walkthrough that was done on July 10th?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it.
Your Honor?
Yes.
Can I see that? Because I didn't.
Absolutely. Let me read the police report. Would you show this to Ms. Turner, please? On June 15th, prior to your moving out, police responded to your residence. You said to the police officer that her son, Tyrico, was the owner of the dogs. I advised Ms. Turner that she is also responsible for the dogs, and she stated she understood. I asked Miss Turner if she would allow me to see the dogs, and she said that that would be fine. Miss Turner stated that the brown brindle and white male pit bull mix was named Nico. a blue brindle and white female pit bull named China and a black female pit bull named Shadow, which was under the shed with her three-week-old puppies.
No, ma'am.
Miss Turner attempted to bring Shadow out, but could not get the dog out for me to observe. Nico and China appeared to be in good condition. Miss Turner was cited for no rabies vaccine for the two dogs, no county DAGs for all three. I verified that China was current on rabies vaccination with Riley Animal Hospital, so that I have a total of now 9 dogs on the property. Let's count how many I have. I have the 3 pit bulls. I have the puppies that the police officer saw. I have the little 2-pound one that you said that you signed on for. And the other mutt, because you said you had a pit bull and 2 mutts. That's 9. That's 9 dogs.
Those puppies were not there. I told the animal control that the one up under the shed had just had puppies. I didn't have those puppies there.
The officer said black female pit bull named Shadow, which was under the shed with her 6 puppies.
They were not up under the shed, ma'am.
Where were they?
They had already been gone. They were 3 weeks. I was trying to get rid of Shadow. The puppies were
just
gone.
Just a second. Where were they gone to, you know? Where did you send 3-week-old puppies to?
My son got rid of them because I told him he couldn't have them.
How did he get rid of them and keep the mother?
The mother was up under the shed. He took the...
How did he...
I'm going to tell you.
Just a second. You said you couldn't get Shadow from out under the shed, and your son, who was now out of town, got rid of the 3-week-old puppies. And my question is, if the mother was there, what did your son do with the 3-week-old puppies?
The 3-week-old puppies were in the kennel, and he took them in the kennel, and he took them to another friend's house. I don't know where he took them, but I don't have
them. I don't believe a word you're saying to me.
That's what happened, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't believe a word
you're saying. On this thing right here, these are 2 different documents. She did this on the 9th, and this was on the 9th also.
Listen, all I'm looking is the police officer's report.
Okay, ma'am.
You have a lease that provides no pets, but she agreed with you to have a small pet, a handheld terrier, and she took a pet deposit for it.
Yes, ma'am.
Then you brought in a pit bull. Then you brought in another one. Then you brought in another one. Then one of them had puppies. And we have 2 more strays, according to you.
No, ma'am. I had the terrier, the pit bull, and Shadow had puppies. That's it.
You told me that you had 1 pit bull and you had 2 strays. That's how we started.
And that's 3.
That's 3.
And that's the 3 that's on the paper.
No, you told the police officer that those belonged to your son, who was out of town.
Those are the same dogs, ma'am. They have always been my sons. Those are the same dogs that's in my house. It was Nico, China, and Shadow. Shadow is the one who had the puppies. There's only been 3 dogs.
Can I see the pictures, please, of the premises?
I have a video of the premises
I would love to see it.
Yes, sir.
This is a broken blind.
In the back bedroom, that's correct.
That's my son's room right there. This is the bathroom that they're saying was messed up. The vanity, I don't understand how. That's the commode that they said was messed up. That's the toilet, bathtub. This is my living room.
You went fast around the blind.
That's me cleaning the refrigerator.
Okay. So, the blind is broken. It was broken in here. How did it get broken?
Probably my 9-year-old. I'm not even going to... Probably my 9-year-old.
So, the blind is broken. I don't know what this is.
That's the parking area where she should have been parking.
But she parked in the front yard. That's a cleanup problem. That's not a $5,000 problem.
Thank you.
Is this the same blind?
No, ma'am. That's the one in the living room.
No, ma'am. The one in the living room isn't broken. You can see on the video.
Well, these are 2 different blinds.
The one in the living room.
One is here and one is here. I don't know what this is.
Okay, I don't know what that second one, the one in your left hand, I don't know what that is. But I know the one in your right hand, yes, my 9-year-old probably did that one.
And this? Living room?
Yes, ma'am, that's the living room.
Okay, I don't know what this is.
That is cigarette burns on the bathtub that I would think was intentional, being there's at least 30 of them.
No,
ma'am. It's not like a one-time thing.
What is this?
Cigarette burns in the... ledge, windowsill.
On the windowsill?
Yes, ma'am.
Who smokes in your house?
My son.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I absolutely believe her that you said you have a car payment due, which may come from looking at another account that she has. And you have no right to do that. That's a big no-no.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Betty Eileen Donovan says... Former tenant Dana Turner damaged her rental property, causing over $5,000 in repair costs. Dana is countersuing for the return of her security deposit and invasion of privacy.
Okay, money owed for property damage. Minimal amount of property damage. Two blinds and cigarette burn.
Yes, ma'am.
You have the bill for the two blinds?
Yes, ma'am, I have itemized.
Just give me the bill for the two blinds.
And she did receive an itemized statement.
Just tell me what the bill was for the two blinds.
I'll wait for my turn, because this itemized statement is very inflated.
All I just want to know is what she told you the two blinds were.
The two window blinds she have on here for $8 from Walmart.
$8?
Two window blinds.
So you think that that's inflated?
No, I'm talking about the whole list.
I'm not talking about the whole list.
Oh, no.
I'm just asking about two things.
$8.
$8. So that's $16. And what about this? You have to repaint this?
No, ma'am, I haven't done anything with that yet. I charged her $10 a cigarette burn.
$8. So you paint that whole thing, scrape it down and paint it. For $50, that's $66.
Okay,
great. Not $5,000, $66.
Okay.
Now, let's get to your counterclaim.
Yes, ma'am.
You want your security deposit back.
Yes, ma'am.
You get it all back except $66.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Now, you have invasion of privacy.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Elaine is the vice president of Mutual Credit Union. When I initially moved in the house on December 18th, she told me that she needed me to put my account into Mutual so they can take weekly amounts for me to pay my rent. I thought that would be easier. Fine.
Oh, so it was paid automatically?
Automatically, every week. I get direct deposit, they take it directly out. I later come to find out in March that Miss Elaine was monitoring my activity with my bank. She called me and told me that my car payment was due, and I paid my car payment, so how was I going to pay my rent? And I wanted to know, how did she know this? I went to her office and I sat and I spoke to her. That's when I found out that Miss Elaine was the vice president of the Federal Credit Union.
Well, she's vice president, good for her.
And she told me that she...
That would be good for her.
Yeah, but I don't believe that she can have access to my account.
Absolutely not. She should not have access to your account.
And that's what I asked her. And she told me, being that she was a vice president, she has access to everyone's account. From that point on, being that I get direct deposit, what I did was...
No, I don't need you to tell me what you did.
Okay.
Did you have a conversation with her when you told her her car payment was due? Stop.
I never had that conversation with
you
her.
You what?
I never had a conversation with her about a car payment. She doesn't finance her car with us. I know
No,
ma'am.
Did you ask her to move her money to your credit union?
No, ma'am. I asked her to pay through direct deposit. I told her she was more than eligible to join the credit union.
I had a bank account already. I had my own bank account. I didn't need to go to federal credit.
No, don't fight. Don't talk to each other.
Yes, ma'am.
I actually believe her. I think what she told me makes perfect sense and common sense, that you told her to move the account to your credit union so that you didn't have to go chasing her for rent, so that you could take the rent out every week to pay the rent.
Yes, ma'am.
And, madam, you don't make up a story like that. You may make up a lot of stories, but you don't make up a story like that. She doesn't have that good an imagination. Now, I don't believe her about the dogs that were on her property, and I don't know what her son was doing with those dogs on the property. And I've looked through some of these police reports and complaints that were coming about...
I asked for those, and they never talked to me. I've never had any contact with the police. Okay, I just never seen those.
But I absolutely believe her that you said you have a car payment due, which may come from looking at another account that she has.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have no right to do that. That's a big no-no.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm not crazy about the dogs that you had in your house.
Yes, ma'am.
And dogs create a big problem.
Yes, ma'am.
One dog is a big problem. Two dogs are a bigger problem. Eight dogs are a really big problem.
Yes, ma'am.
And later today...
He needs the money.
I don't need the money.
Fine. If you don't need the money, Mr. Childers, then...
It's a principle behind it.
Well, I'm not here to worry about your principles.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Betty Eileen Donovan says former tenant Dana Turner damaged her rental property, causing over $5,000 in repair costs. Dana is countersuing for the return of her security deposit and invasion of privacy.
Now, I think that you snooped into her account because she was your tenant.
Yes, ma'am.
She didn't make up that story, Miss Donovan. She didn't make up that part of the story.
No, she did not. I did tell her she had to pay through direct deposit. I've got a tenant.
That's not what we're talking about.
Pay through direct deposit that does not have an account with the credit union.
That's not what we're talking about.
All I asked her to do was pay through direct deposit.
If it was easier for her to move her account, she was eligible.
Listen to me.
She did.
That's not what we're talking about.
She never paid through direct deposit except for the month of June.
Listen to me.
That's not true.
That's not what we're talking about.
No, but she doesn't have a car at the credit union.
That's not what we're talking about.
Why would I call her?
Because you wanted your rent. You told me that my car payment was due and my balance. How was I going to pay my rent for that week?
I believe that you
did that. She doesn't have a car at the credit union.
Absolutely. Now, what is that worth? It's worth a bad girl $100. Okay, you get your security deposit back, $750.
They also stole my lawnmower.
It's not in here. Just because you seem to be on a roll, don't take it too far.
No, they charged me for. I'm sorry.
Don't take it too far. I'm not
yes, ma'am.
I'm not crazy about the dogs that you had in your house.
Yes, ma'am.
And dogs create a big problem.
Yes, ma'am.
One dog is a big problem. Two dogs are a bigger problem. Eight dogs are a really big problem.
Yes, ma'am.
So she owes you $684 from your security deposit, another $100 for looking at your bank account. Just for the defendant on the counter claiming the amount of $784. That's all.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She lied about me looking at her bank account.
I'm very happy, very proud.
The house was in terrible condition when I got it.
She's a difficult person to get along with.
I will make sure I check people out before I rent to them from now on.
Investigate your landlord just as much as they investigate you so you can know their past also.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Childers versus Shivers. Step forward.
Grant Childers is suing his ex-girlfriend, Christy Shivers, for money owed for a Pontiac G6.
Mr. Childers, how long did you and Miss Shivers live together?
18 months.
From when to when?
Probably November 2012 till May of this year, March of this year.
And how long had you dated before you moved in together?
About a month, month and a half.
So practically immediately.
First date.
When you met her, where were you working?
I own my own business.
What business?
Lawn care business.
So that's what you were doing. You were doing your own thing when you met her.
Yes.
And then you went to work for her father, according
yes.
to you?
Yes, her and her
when?
Father.
When?
I believe it was in December.
And what kind of work were you doing for the defendant and her father?
Dismantling cars and hauling scrap for them.
So totally different business from your lawn care business?
Yes, totally different business.
And when you moved in together, did you move into your apartment or her apartment?
No, her place.
So you moved into her place?
Yeah, and actually...
Stop. I'm just painting a picture for myself so I understand. Want to make sure that when I read this case, your complaint and her answer, that I was getting the gist of the story.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
You'll love that Selsun Blue is tough on dandruff, and she'll love that it's gentle on your hair. Selsun Blue invigorates your scalp and moisturizes your hair. Bring on the blue.
Want to give your family the very best in taste, freshness, and nutrition? It's Evie. Eggland's best. Better eggs.
It's Evie.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, at some point back in 2012, according to you, you and the defendant, who are now joyfully in love and making this home together, decided to purchase a car. You had a car, according to your complaint. She had a car. You both traded in your car. And this was in 2012, 2 years ago. Traded in a car for a presumably better car. And then you broke up in March of 2014. It was not an amicable breakup. I gather the car is titled in your name?
Both of ours.
Both your names. Great. So now you broke up. It's not an amicable breakup. And you want her to give you half of the payments that were made for the car for the 2 years that you had it as a couple and half the down payment.
There's 11 months of payments.
11 months of payments. That's not happening. But I'm going to tell you what I suggest that you do do. I suggest you sell the car. She'll give you half whatever she gets for the car.
That's my mode of transportation, and there was no
agreement. I don't care. You were foolish enough to buy a car with him. You were foolish enough to put his name on the title. If it was your car, sell it. He needs the money.
I don't need the money.
Fine. If you don't need the money, Mr. Childers, then...
It's a principle behind it.
Well, I'm not here to worry about your principles.
You're not. And here's the release.
Here's the release for the car.
Now she owns the car.
Now she owns the car. Great, then we're done here. Thanks very much.
Actually, I want to sue him.
Just a second. Let me tell you what your counterclaim is worth. A zero. You live with somebody for 2 years, and you say, I lent him money for this, and I lent him money for that, and I lent him money for this, and he promised he'd pay it back to me, and he didn't pay it back to me, and now you're no longer a couple?
He just
I'm not interested.
Off.
Goodbye.
What is your excuse when you step out?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
A single mom in over her head.
She gave me the money. We had a blowout, so I wanted to get rid of her.
It only happens when you're trying to do something nice for somebody.
Judge Judy.
I'm happy with it.
I'm glad he didn't win.
I was living with her. I was in love with her.
He's a liar and a cheater.
You know, I just wanted this done and over with.
I hope he leaves me alone.
Never has to talk to me again.
Forever and ever.